you here. I was just sitting here going through the numbers, and you know, my next guest, you know, not an economist, but a smart guy. That's why we have him here. Doolin is here. Doolin, how are you, Steve Doolin?
Great, Gruber. How are you?
I'm good. I'm looking at the backlash. I see that social media is trying to keep us from seeing Giorgia Meloni. She's the incoming prime minister of Italy. She's too radical, of course, because she believes Italy should come before the rest of the world when she's in charge of Italy. Strange policy, isn't it?
Yeah, these are the folks who believe in female empowerment until they don't.
Yeah. Yeah. How dare her put Italy and the Italian citizens number one on her list of priorities? What is she thinking? She must not be going to the World Economic Forum get-togethers the way she's supposed to.
You know, it's part of the job description, but people just ignore reality. They're looking for groupthink, and these folks are losing, and it drives them crazy.
It does drive them crazy. So Italy just kicks the socialism out. You know, I was just looking at the numbers here. In Lansing, the budget has increased 45% in 3 years, from $55 billion to more than $80 billion to be spent. So while the government got this 45% raise, Doolin, families like yours are paying more for less every day. So your income has effectively been reduced while government has capitalized on that. And here's the other problem. I know you're not an economics guy, but if inflation goes way up, right, and you get a kick up in income to cover inflation, well, then that might put you into a new tax bracket. So the government comes and takes it away from you anyway. Don't they?
The game is rigged. It's the tables are tilted in favor of the government every time, all the time. And every crisis is an excuse to raise more taxes and spend more money. You can see the sort of propaganda pieces even on local news where the local governments are complaining about crumbling infrastructure and the fact that the money that they had budgeted to fix their crumbling infrastructure is no longer adequate because prices have gone up. So every little local hamlet is going to be raising their taxes at the same time. So the burden continues to get a lot worse. Who I trust on economics is Larry Kudlow. And I was listening to his show yesterday, and he used the word stagflation, which hasn't really been used much since the Carter era. And those of us who are old enough to remember can remember the kindest thing Carter could say about his own policies is that they created malaise.
Yeah.
And we're returning to malaise.
Well, the other thing is this. It's Larry Summers, too. There's a guy who's actually telling the truth. He was an advisor to Barack Obama. And he's been saying from the beginning, inflation's not transitory. It's created by government. True. And everything that is being done is destructive, true. And the recession we're about to see is going to be a lot worse, right, than anything we were expecting, except some of us were expecting it. What do you think?
Well, some of us were expecting it. And I remember it was about a year ago, maybe a little longer, Facebook started putting a little warning tag on a kind of funny, kind of scary, sad meme that showed a black and white photograph of a woman tending a garden. And it said, "You're about to find out why your grandmother saved her aluminum foil and bacon grease." Meaning the folks who lived through the Great Depression had to get really frugal. And Facebook put some kind of a notice on there saying there's no evidence that this is going to happen. Words to that effect. But you know what? Now, even the folks who are responsible for it are starting to admit that it may happen. They're trying to inoculate themselves against getting voted out of office by coming up with scapegoats, but they're admitting that it's going to happen. We're going to go through a generation of extreme frugality is highly likely.
Which means extreme frugality. What does that mean in English for the people that aren't quite understanding? I mean, we ain't going to have crap. You're not going to have anything.
Well, it,
you know, you can't afford
right.
anything.
Save your bacon grease and recycle your aluminum foil. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. It's already happening to some people, and it's going to happen to more and more people. That's just the way it's going to be.
Exactly right. Exactly right. It's going to be a tough time out there. Anyhow, I don't know where we go from here, Doolin. I mean, I don't. You know, I don't because there's no way. You've got Lansing spending 45% more. You've got $1 trillion more in the treasury this year in the United States federal government. And yet they just keep spending it all, which creates inflation.
Well, let me be your little ray of sunshine, your little ray of hope. I know you're not used to me having that role, but it did turn around. Thatcher turned around Great Britain. Reagan turned around Carter. Even the Scandinavian countries that Bernie Sanders used to like to tout, they turned it around. They got rid of most of their socialism. Little Estonia is a great example, a former Soviet bloc country that's just thriving economically now because they turned it around. Italy just turned the corner, so we have some hope for them. We can do the same by voting. So there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Free markets do work, and that's all it takes is unleashing the power of the free market.
There you go. But who's Adam Smith again? Nobody remembers. Yeah, nobody remembers. Who's John Galt? I am. Doolin, always appreciate it.
You haven't disappeared yet, Gruber. Stick with us, man.
I might walk out of the factory at any moment. I about had it. Anyhow, greatly appreciated, Doolin, as always. You have a lovely beginning to your October.
You too, Gruber.
All right. See ya. Bye. There you have it. It's Steve Doolin on his way out the door. I'm watching one of the most brutal things I've ever seen ever in football. Happened last night. The Miami quarterback, Tua, goes down brutally. He has a head injury. He just had a concussion 5 days. His head injury is so bad, he lays on the ground. His fingers are all contorted. He can't function. He cannot function. It is absolutely brutal. I'll be right back.